Jan, you're muted. You need to unmute.
Okay. I have a pretty strong belief that I don't like to be in the front of the room. I much prefer to hear what other people have to say than say things myself. And I find that that's where I am again today. I said yesterday I wanted to do this. I thought I had lots to say. And then in the process since then, I've decided maybe not, but I said I would try this, so I'm trying this. I thought I knew what I wanted to talk about. This morning's meditation brought in 100 other things, so I don't know where I'm going with this morning, as is probably the best way. I do know I want to tell you about my experience with a fox. And I started out with knowing that I wanted to have a fox. I wanted to touch a fox. I wanted to I wanted to have a funeral for this fox. And so I set about finding a fox. And what I came up with is this. This is a jigsaw puzzle. And I didn't want to have a realistic fox. So I found this rather definitely not realistic fox. And I put her together about four times because she's little tiny pieces. Most of the pieces are an inch or so. And they're not interlocking pieces. So they kept falling apart. And so about the fourth time I decided I had to glue it as I was putting it together. And so that's what I did. That's why I can hold her up like this now and move her around, because as I was putting it together that last time, I was coating the surface with Elmer's glue. So she's a solid piece. My fox that I hope, no, hope isn't the right word. I intend one day when the time is right, that I will have a funeral service. And while I'd like to have a funeral fire for her in the time here, it's better not to have the fire. So I think I will bury her. And another part of our koan that struck me was that that of the 10,000 mistakes. And I wanted somehow to acknowledge my 500 lives, the 10,000 mistakes. And so I started I cut up little pieces of tissue paper, and I took a pitcher, a water pitcher. And whenever I had something that I thought was a mistake or a sorrow or a joy, I go to my little place, I crumple up a piece of tissue paper and put it in my water pitcher. And so I did that pretty regularly for a couple of weeks, maybe for a month. And I still do it once in a while, but it's not so prevalent. But I have two water pitchers full of crumpled up tissue paper representing the sorrows and the joys and the regrets and all that happens. And one day I'm going to put it all together with my fox and have a burial. So that's part of the way I've experienced our koan. And I make it more real to myself by doing that. So that's my fox story. Now I need to think back to what all of that was that came to me in meditation this morning. And I don't know that I can do that.
Do you want to just pause, Jen, and let people respond to what you've said, and then the other things can float up for you?
Okay, that's a good idea. Thank you. So I'll stop for a minute or 10.